Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. Making one's way through life can prove confusing. For years, I would feel constrained to struggle in my attempt to find God's path, for fear of straying onto the wrong road. Rather than God being the source for my freedom, God became a form of constraint. I dared do nothing for fear of disappointing God and messing up my life. Slowly I learned that God was not some cosmic police chief breathing down my neck, waiting to pounce upon the slightest misdemeanor. Rather, God invited me to live my life trusting in God's goodness and promise of life in full abundance. It was as though I needed to live small, constrained by rules and regulations. Yet the law has been replaced by grace through Calvary. Whilst the law remained, life was now lived under the direction of the Spirit of God, and not simply as a legal code. Hence the freedom to appeal to God to show me the right way. Today, travel has been simplified with SatNav. No longer do I need to pore over maps and minutely plan my journey. Meticulous planning was still no guarantee of a journey without diversions and distractions. Indeed, I saw some wonderful countryside and remarkable sights when having taken a wrong turn. The worst it did was delay my journey. It often enriched my appreciation once I returned to the right road. I remember one time taking a wrong turn near Pendle Hill in Lancashire. The weather was atrocious, it was late at night, and I was driving back to my home in the Midlands. I knew I was lost, and no matter how many turns I took, I simply became ever more confused. Nothing could describe the feeling of relief that swept through me when, by chance, I turned onto a major road and was able to find my way once again. Waiting on God is not to remain stationary. It may be that we become woefully lost and distracted as we seek to find the appropriate route in life. Reflecting on my past, I can confirm that much of what I have attempted and achieved has been irrelevant in what God is directing me to. Yet there was a significance in that it has been part of God's developmental plan for my friendship with God. Whilst I may have taken different decisions along the way, given what I now know, nothing has been wasted in God's economy. I could never have grown into the person I am today without meandering down many a dead end and taking many a wrong turn. Waiting, to me, is about learning to grow increasingly attentive to God in the events and circumstances of my life, discovering God's presence at every turn I take, and then recovering my sense of direction through life. Even when I feel I've messed up big time, God's right there in each mess alongside me, and I can return to the most appropriate road that puts me en route for God's heart, finding which is the purpose for life here on earth. As we enter into the God space today, don't worry about taking the wrong road. Pay attention to God, knowing that God can and will return you to the appropriate path for your life. Amen. I'm always amazed looking back that what so often seemed to be at the center of God's will was in fact a diversion, one along which I discovered more about myself and where God was directing me. Now, you know I love to receive your questions and comments, so write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, and I'll write back personally and in confidence as soon as I can. And please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope, join our growing Voice of Hope family, and follow along with these daily meditations at home in print or direct to your favourite mobile device. Join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.